8 strat insignia were visible. On the right wrist, a Japanese Nation Strat bracelet and Lune Cassereire fan club bracelet. On the jacket front, a Journalists Guild clip and Gazetteer Gaming Club pin. On the shoes, skiers' buckles. On the front pocket, a Shiba Inu dog breeder's patch and an Ishikawa region patch. On the left ring finger, a Nagoya campus ring. And on the right little finger, a great books club ring. Sugiyama offered me tea, and I accepted. I commenced formal interview at 1937 Universal Time. The following is a verbatim transcript, interspersed with my interpretive comments. Sugiyama seemed unusually relaxed at the beginning of the interview, though not in a joking or jovial way. I did not understand the reason until later on. Guildbreaker. Thank you for seeing me, Mitsubishi Sugiyama. You are aware this is being recorded? Sugiyama. Of course, Mason. Of course. Guildbreaker. This is just an initial interview. There may be more detailed sessions later, once I've had a chance to act on your initial statement. Sugiyama. I know how interviews work, youngster. Guildbreaker. And you know I represent a polyhive investigation? If you report anything here which is pertinent to the security of a non-Mitsubishi, I'm legally obligated to inform the praetors of the affected hive or the tribune's officers in the case of hive lifts. Sugiyama. I knew outside police would come. It doesn't make sense for this to be handled among us. Guildbreaker. I am not police. I am a polylegal investigator. My team is handling the initial stages of this, since it affects all 7 hives at sensitive levels, so they want it handled delicately. Once we've secured the safety of the essential parties, the police will apprehend the actual offender. Sugiyama. You're using utopians for the grunt work, aren't you? I know how it works. I covered the Mycroft Canner case as well. Guildbreaker. First, for the record, is it correct that you are not the author of the 710 list which was stolen from Black Sakura 2 days ago and subsequently recovered by the police? Sugiyama. That's correct. But no one outside Black Sakura knew I wasn't writing it this year. 710 lists are only popular when they're written by big names, and with Black Sakura being only the second most important Mitsubishi paper, the Hagawara-san knew our readership outside the hive would fizzle if the public found out I wasn't the author. That doesn't excuse them trying to pass off Masumi Kun's work as mine, but I understand why they did it. Guildbreaker. How long have you worked at Black Sakura? Sugiyama. I first worked for them from 2382 to 86, then did graduate school from 86 to 90, worked at Black Sakura again until 2411, freelance from 11 to 25, then took 9 years off to write my books, started again at Black Sakura full-time in 34, and retired last week. That last run was 19 years, 9 months, 11 days, all told. Sugiyama answered this question with a speed which indicated that they had prepared their answers ahead of time. My flight to Chubu had taken 46 minutes, and they had clearly spent that time preparing. Having worked so long as a reporter, Sugiyama was experienced with interviews, so it was safe to assume that if they chose to lie to me, I would have no way to detect it. Guildbreaker. You retired last week? Sugiyama. Unofficially. A lot of people invest in the paper, counting on me as a draw, so we decided it was best to wait and announce at the end of the quarter when the contracts expire. Guildbreaker. Was this a planned retirement, or... Sugiyama. Oh, it was sudden. I know doctors keep telling me I have another 50 years left in me, but after 72 years as a journalist, Volker, I decided it was time to pay more attention to family. Knowing me, I probably won't be able to keep myself entirely retired very long, but it's a plan for now. Guildbreaker. How far ahead had you planned this? Sugiyama. It wasn't planned at all. Totally sudden. Guildbreaker. What was the cause? Sugiyama. My grandchild, Aki, tried to kill himself. Guildbreaker. I'm sorry to hear it. Do you know why? Sugiyama. Aki's lover killed himself. You see, Aki is already 21 and had been living in a campus 7 years but hadn't really gotten close enough to anyone to think about forming a bash, except this one lover, a bright young Irish brillist named Matisse O'Byrne. Had a marvelous voice, that kid, but a bit unstable, into gore photos and canner beat, but lots of potential. They were very close. Aki wanted the two of them to come join and continue my bash, rather than forming a new one, since Aki's always been close to me and my bash mates. But Matisse wanted to stay in the campus longer to see if they could find some others of their generation to make a new bash. Guildbreaker. How did Matisse die? Sugiyama. Car crash. Guildbreaker. A car crash? Sugiyama. Yes. The one over Mexico City 9 days ago. You must have read about it. Guildbreaker. Yes. I do not jump to conclusions. Neither do I ignore data when it appears before me. Yes, murder entered my mind as a rational possibility. No, I did not have any special intuition of something sinister beyond the facts. I did note to myself that Sugiyama could not know where the stolen list had been found, so they had no reason to share my suspicions. Sugiyama. It was Matisse's own fault, the experts say. There's this kit you can get, apparently, that makes the cars crash, scrambles the system. A thrill-ride suicide kit, it's called. It's illegal in most hives to sell something like that, but humanists will insist on these things being art for art's sake, whatever the buyer does with them. Guildbreaker. Then you believe the crash was suicide? Sugiyama. Like I said, Matisse was unstable. Even attempted suicide once before. Matisse called Aki and talked to them over the tracker in the final minute when the car was flying out of control. Horrible, morbid stuff about death and eternity. Guildbreaker. Did Matisse specifically say it was suicide? Sugiyama. You can get the recording from the cops. I don't want to listen to it. Aki tried to jump off a building themselves after that, and made another attempt at home the day after, but they finally calmed down. I'm past being pissed at poor Matisse. The kid obviously needed help, but almost losing Aki made me think about how little time I'd spent with them, or with my bar kids and bash mates, since I've always been a voker. Guildbreaker. So you decided to retire? Sugiyama. That's right. Maybe I'll write another book. But for now, I've spent all week with Aki and my bash mates, and some from Aki's birth bash, just relaxing. Feels pretty right. I'm still going to do editorials now and again, but no more vokering for me. You're a voker too, aren't you, youngster? Guildbreaker. Yes. Sugiyama. Ever calculate what portion of your time you spend with the people you care most about? Guildbreaker. My bash are all vokers. Sugiyama. Ha! No hope for you, then. I consider the possibility that the tangent might be intentional evasion and cut it off. Guildbreaker. What about the 710 list? You were supposed to write it. Sugiyama. Yes, I was beginning the editorials when all this happened. My assistant offered to finish the editorials for me and publish the original list, but I don't like to do things halfway. Guildbreaker. Your assistant, that is Masami Mitsubishi? Sugiyama. Yes. Brilliant kid. Memory like an elephant and a razor sense of humor. I can see what Ando saw in them. But I told Masami-kun, if they were going to write the list, they should do it themselves. Their own list, start to finish. They're young, and it's good to have young ideas out there sometimes. I told Hagiwara-san that Masumi-kun's status as a member of the Ando Mitsubishi Bash would be a draw in itself. But do editors listen? Guildbreaker. Had Masumi known who was on your list? Sugiyama. Only the three outsider names. Masumi-kun set up the interviews for me. Most of the staff at Black Sakura can usually guess who my bottom three will be, since they know who I have been interviewing lately. But I never show anyone the order of the Big Seven. Guildbreaker. Did you write it down? Sugiyama. Of course. I had a paper copy in shorthand, and half-finished essays on most of the 10 started on my computer. I know what you're thinking. Masumi could have accessed my computer. And it's true, they could have. So could anyone around the office. Thing is, I've seen a copy of Masumi's list now, and there's no way Masumi could come up with that after seeing mine. You know how you can tell if an artist has studied another, even if they don't copy it directly? Guildbreaker. Do you have the original list here? Sugiyama. I knew you'd ask. I've written a translation for you. Guildbreaker. Thank you. But I will also want to examine the original paper list for fingerprints and other signs of tampering. Sugiyama. Of course, of course. Just read my translation first. I read the list at this time. It was on the same type of paper as that recovered by Mycroft, but written in a very unsteady English hand. I was unable to keep my hands from shaking as I read. I do not have, nor do I believe in, powers that can sense import in things beyond what reason and the facts supply, but I do believe that some minds, appropriately specialized, may get a true sense of a thing at first glance, even before the conscious mind translates the details into thoughts. Surely President Ganymede, presented with a painting, knows its period, school, and quality before becoming conscious of the brushstrokes, pigment, and stylistic traits which are the grounds for their deduction. Princess Danae Mitsubishi, though not as fluent in art as the president, is experienced enough at least to recognize the school. As Princess Mitsubishi is with art, so am I far from the foremost expert at solving crimes. But even on first reading of the list, I know that I held motive in my hands. Number 1, Cornell Mason. Number 2, Anonymous. Number 3, Sniper. Number 4, Zeven Racer. Number 5, Briar Kosala. Number 6, Felix Faust. Number 7, Hotaka Andu Mitsubishi. Number 8, François Quenet. Number 9, Julia Doria Pamphili. Number 10, Lorelei Cookie Cook. Guildbreaker. This is Sniper instead of the President? And Racer instead of Perry? Sugiyama. I wanted to stir things up a bit. Guildbreaker. Masumi Mitsubishi knew about this? Sugiyama. Masumi knew I'd been interviewing Racer, Julia, and Cookie, but I'm sure they assumed those three would be 8, 9, and 10. In fact, I went so far as to start a fake editorial about Ganymede so anyone glancing through my files would think my list was normal. Leaks are rare, but they do happen, and I didn't want anything to spoil the surprise. Bookies don't even take bets about outsiders making it into the top 7. Guildbreaker. Did Sniper know? Sugiyama. No. Every paper interviews Sniper twice a week. What's one more? Guildbreaker. Racer, I understand, but why, if I may ask? Sugiyama. Everybody knows Ganymede only had the margin they did last election because Sniper endorsed them. If Sniper didn't always publicly decline office, they'd be vice president or even co-consul by now. Guildbreaker. So you say Sniper is the most important humanist because they let President Ganymede win? Sugiyama. Not just that. They meet a lot, Ganymede and Sniper. behind closed doors.